Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, Tuesday morning. And we do weekend review at this time on a Monday, but with a long holiday weekend, we'll do it today. I did not see you all weekend. That's different for us.
It is different. Well, I saw you on Friday evening.
Friday night we had dinner together.
We did. It was lovely.
And then bang, into a long holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some cross-country coaching.
Yes. Saturday spent the day in Lock Haven.
The land of Sean Carey.
Yes. And first off, kudos to Lock Haven University cross-country and track teams. Mm-hmm. Wonderful cross-country meet. So well run.
Very good.
But then there was this boat regatta going on. And I want to ask Sean Carey about this.
In Lock Haven?
In Lock Haven.
Wow.
Do you know where they have the amphitheater there
right
by the dike?
Mm-hmm.
It was like these high-speed little racing boats.
Oh, that people don't get in.
No, people do get in.
Oh, I thought they were like model boats.
No,
racing.
No. Like super fast, and they ran a course in the river.
Oh, wow.
And they had a whole street festival going on in conjunction with the boat regatta. So Lock Haven on Saturday was popping.
Yeah, it was the place to be, I guess.
But it sounded like the dirt track here at the Speedway.
Oh, with all
like
those
that,
buzzy boats?
All the, yeah.
Okay.
So Keith came and picked me up, actually, in Lock Haven.
Hubby Keith?
Yep, okay. Hubby Keith with the pups.
Oh, brought the pooches.
Yep, brought the pooches.
Okay.
And afterwards, we stayed for a little bit and watched the boat regatta.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really neat.
Well, very well done, Lock Haven.
Yeah.
How about Sunday?
Oh, man. On Sunday, we headed up to Syracuse.
Okay. We'll just move on from there?
No, it was the Great New York State Fair.
Yeah.
Best fair in the land.
Why do they call it the Great?
Because it's awesome.
I don't think it is.
It's
just another fair.
No, it's not.
I don't like any fairs.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I love it so much.
My sister lives up there, and she went for 2 hours. She says that's more than enough.
She's missing a lot.
I guess when you live there, you don't like it as much.
Did she have the dizzy unicorn? Did she taste the tipsy cow? She did not.
So what did you do yesterday, Monday?
Went hiking.
Okay.
And then came back home.
There it is.
It was good.
Well, we had dinner Friday. Saturday, I went to the Penn State game.
How was that?
I think it was a game.
Against the Idaho Potatoes.
Yes. It was, I think it was 110-0 when I left.
There you go.
Yeah, not much of a game, but the feel of Beaver Stadium's amazing.
How was the tailgating?
The tailgating was just fine. Beverages, food, everything. My family does it right. 104,527 in attendance. It was just rocking.
That's up there.
What's
the capacity of
that's near capacity.
I was going to say, it's over 100,000.
Yeah. I think the drunk people that stayed in the parking lot, if they should have filled the stadium, but they stayed out there. Anyway, mostly students. But Penn State's season is underway. Sunday, I golfed in my dad's golf tournament.
How was the pop open?
It was fun.
Good.
It was fun. I didn't win any of the awards, which is good because the awards are for being the worst golfer because my dad was terrible. So I didn't win any of those. I actually played a half-decent game,
which
is cool. And then yesterday, Blaze Alexander Ford sold a lot of cars on Labor Day. It was pretty wild. Like, people do.
Yesterday, it was, like, weird. The weather was weird.
It was cloudy, so I said we're going to set up the 94KX equipment indoors. Bob said, nah, you'll be all right out there. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I don't think so. And Bob was right. We could have stayed outside. It never rained. It actually got sunny toward the end. But I couldn't believe the amount of cars they were selling on a Labor Day Monday. So God bless America, you guys who went out there and celebrated Labor Day by buying a car, including intern Nick. He's looking for a new one.
Oh, cool. Did he end up with one?
He test drove a Fusion, and he's pretty close to buying.
Thinking it over? Okay, good for him.
He needs a college car, mm-hmm. So... there you go. So all in all, a good weekend, and we're back here on Tuesday.
Awesome.
Here we are, guys. And today is the first day of school for a couple of districts. We'll let you know. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with Matt and sports and AccuWeather. You know, Matt misses the segment every single Monday, which this week it's Tuesday. You know, the weekend wrap-up segment?
Yes.
That is true.
Because he's always busy recording something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Those news guys act really busy sometimes, and sometimes I think they actually are.
Actually,
we are busy, usually.
You do a lot. Yeah. So let Tom make fun of you. You're busy.
I make fun of everything. But we can't let Matt out of this because he had quite a weekend, too.
He did. I just saw the pictures.
Yes. He has photos of him inside Lincoln Financial Field.
Yes, it was quite a memorable day on Saturday.
Look at him, he's still smiling.
Yeah. It was very cool to be on the sidelines there for the Bucknell broadcast with Doug and Kevin. It was a good time. And Bucknell played better than what the score indicated, I must say.
Oh, there he goes.
Good job, Bison.
Yeah. They did decently against a tough opponent in Temple.
Were you able to get a look behind the scenes?
Oh, yes. I did lots of exploring pregame.
Very good.
I took care of my duties that I had to do, because I actually had a job to do.
Were you down on the field?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was down on the field the whole game.
Well.
Yeah.
Look at him smiling. Whoa,
oh, yeah.
Is this like maybe the third best day of your life?
It's up there, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely like top five, top ten.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. The best day of your life so far better be your wedding day.
Yes, it is.
Which now, then will be trumped by birth of baby Catrillo.
Yes, of course.
Let's not ask him what the other two
my
or three
priorities
days are
there.
And then number three is always and forever shall be when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I know, Matt.
Oh,
very
yeah,
well.
There
exactly
is.
Right.
I actually thought that would
next.
Be number
and
one.
Of course. Yeah. So then it's number four. This is number four. It goes wedding day and then baby, but that's going to flip. So it'll be baby, then wedding day, then it'll be Super Bowl win, and then it'll be this day.
Yes. We got it all figured out right there.
When did How Was Your Weekend News Guy Matt turn into the top five days of Matt's life? When did this happen? Anyway.
Look at his face.
I know. He's a happy camper today.
It was.
I'm glad
and,
you had a time at the
Then
lake.
I had some time at the boat on Lake Wallenpaupack on my parents' boat.
There you
good.
Go.
Good, good. So, what did you eat good at the stadium? That's what I want to know.
I had, actually, there's a story. There's a funny story with that.
Okay.
There was as you walk into the print press box, there was like cheesesteaks and all Philly pretzel, all that stuff. But then on the other side, on the other wing is where all the radio network broadcast booths are, and there was food over there too.
What, you get like peanut butter and jelly or something?
No. That was like real nice too. Grilled chicken sandwiches potato salad and brownies and stuff. So I eat that instead because it was right there. I thought it was separate. That was for the print media, and then this stuff was
for
radio, the
radio. TV
guys. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But apparently, I tell Kevin and Doug to go there to eat instead of going across the way to the cheesesteak place, and then they're like, no, that was for the Temple TV people. Whoops.
Whatever.
So I indulged on that instead, and it was quite good.
And it's okay if you do that accidentally, as long as on the way out you say, go Owls!
Yeah.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. There's a leftover from the weekend, Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, coming off into 80s, 90s party Labor Day weekend.
Ooh.
Can you believe we're in September already?
No, I cannot.
And not only September, but I mean, it's September 3rd already because you leave work and, you know, hey, summer could be over. We talked about this quite a bit.
Unofficial end of summer, yes.
On Friday, is September really coming up? Does that mean summer's over? And we say no. We say no, summer's still here. And then you take a long weekend off, some of us did, and pretty soon you come back and you look at the calendar and you're like, what? It's September already. The music.
Should I sing Green Day? Like, wake me up.
Well, see, that's what I was
September
trying to do. But
ends.
This is a little slow moving today. Let me hit the start button again here.
Try to remember.
There you go.
Josh Groban. I mean.
Kind of September.
Josh, stop.
September morning.
Neil Diamond. Now we're talking. Daughtry.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Wake me up.
There's your boys.
When September ends.
How about a little Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Do you remember?
With Justin Timberlake.
21st night of September. Dancing in September.
There you go. Happy September, everyone. And welcome back to school, Shamokin and Shikellamy, finally going back to school today.
The two holdouts. Everybody else, they have like 2 weeks in. But you know what? I kind of like the post-Labor Day. Maybe that's because of my time spent in other states.
Well, it wasn't just that
Labor Day.
If you're an older person like me, you never went to school before Labor Day. So I just heard someone on another radio station in the Wilkes-Barre area talking about that yesterday. We never went to school you know, before Labor Day. Yeah. But everybody does now. So for Shamokin and Shikellamy, welcome back to school. Shamokin, it's a normal thing out there. Shikellamy, they just delayed the start to check for chickens. They were just... 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Hearts go out to the Bahamas, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible. We live in such an age of too much information. It's a shame when small little islands like that possibly don't have enough information, and they're used to waiting out the storm. Well, I was Cat 5 when it hit.
Well, I think
the Bahamas.
In Grand Bahama, that's the largest of the island, but it is a chain of like 700 tiny little islands.
So maybe the information doesn't filter down.
Well, and it probably does, but the thing is not everybody probably has the means just to up and leave their home. I mean, here for Floridians, they could just drive away, right? If you can get off work, if you don't, you know, have to report someplace, you don't actually need to be at the office. But that's an island we're talking about, mm-hmm. a chain of islands that requires a boat or a plane.
You just don't wait out a Cat 5. You just don't do it. It's just too scary. Now it's a Category 3. And here in the United States, we are blessed with all the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
So we board up our houses days in advance. We hoard the gasoline. We fight with people at gas stations. Mm-hmm. And they still don't know the track of the storm. So it looks like it's missing some spots, but it's might be hitting landfall.
I don't know.
Like
it's
early
stalled.
In the weekend, Florida boarded up. And then, okay, Georgia. And then South Carolina. Now North Carolina.
I don't think you mess around with a storm that could swing between a Category 3 and Category 5.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I don't know. My heart goes out to people in the Bahamas, though, because
it's brutal.
Not everyone has the means to pay. And I just know from personal experience, having been in like two true emergency situations in my life, all of a sudden, within minutes, the prices of things skyrocket.
Yep.
Like, so to get off of the island, I'm sure boat passage mm-hmm. and plane airfare probably quadrupled. And not everyone has accessibility to emergency funds like that.
There it is.
It's so
whether
sad.
They had the information or not, maybe they didn't have the funding. So our hearts go
probably
out to those people. But meanwhile, here in the United States, we could still be stupid about the whole thing. A man in
Florida.
Correct. Has gone viral by coming up with his suggestions on how to beat hurricanes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. I was lucky enough to see what was supposed to be a football game on Saturday. Penn State beating Idaho 110-0 or something like that. This weekend, it's the University of Buffalo.
Woohoo!
The University of Buffalo. It's still a Penn State game. Here's your chance to go. It's the Sealers Grove Ford Penn State Ticket Blitz. And it's Penn State at home, of course, against UB.
That's right. We have tickets for every home game in Happy Valley. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX to qualify. Good luck.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Life is a highway, and the buses are rolling in the Shamokin School District and Shikellamy today. The last two to go back to school. But it's a good thing to go back to school after Labor Day.
It is.
Everybody else started way too early, as far as I'm concerned. All right, birthday buddies on the way, but first, musical birthdays. We've got a lot of them today. OMI, the dude who sang that Chilita song a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's celebrating a birthday today.
Cool.
He's a youngster still. Redfoo from LMFAO. That group was so much fun. Had a couple hits a couple of years ago.
Like,
yes.
LMFAO. Well, Redfoo's name,
rock. All right.
His name is actually Stefan Gordy, as in the son of Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Here's an interesting name. He plays guitar for the Sex Pistols. He's 64 years old today. His name is Steve Jones.
Jones. Wow.
Not the Penn State Steve Jones.
Yeah, let's make that clear.
The British punk band guy, Steve Jones.
Sexy Steve Jones. That's amazing.
There you go. Geez. Yeah. Guitarist for Thin Lizzy, Eric Bell, is 72 years old.
There we
today.
Go. Mm-hmm. Love Thin Lizzy.
And here's a good one for news guy Matt. Beach Boys Al Jardine is 77 today.
Oh, yeah, some good vibrations today.
What does he do? Because there's like the Wilson.
He's actually the co-founder of the Beach Boys, of the group.
Does he actually sing anything? Or does he just...
Yes. He's the lead singer for Help Me Rhonda.
Oh, Oh, okay. Very cool. Thanks for the trigger.
Help me, Rhonda.
Birthday buddies.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Birthday buddies. That was so silly.
It was.
But it is time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Andrew Schaefer from Herndon. He's 35.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer Kratzer from Sealands Grove, 47 today.
Marcia Eichner from Sealands Grove is 73. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Ashley Sasani. She's 32 today.
Jennifer Tuamisto is 34 today.
Robert Croft from Sunbury is 45. Happy birthday.
Dee Yoder is 51 today.
Kathy Gallagher from Shemokin is 48.
Tony Ferreira is 55. Happy birthday.
Adela Parsons from Sunbury is 71. Happy birthday.
Kylie Klinger is the big 4-0 today. 40. Happy birthday.
Tracy Gilbert from Dornsife is 51. Happy birthday.
Jamie Swanger from Milton is 46 today.
Laura Chubb is 44 today.
Lisa Snook from Middleburg is 57. Happy birthday.
Nobody on the text club today.
I'm checking the book of faces. Matt, do you have one more?
I got one more. Linda Hertzler, 28 today. Happy birthday.
Looking. The internet is so slow.
Yes, it
Come
is.
Come on, today. Computer.
The text
Come
club
on.
Still shows Flashback Friday requests.
Oh, my goodness. The internet is so slow.
All right. We apologize if your birthday is today and you contacted us social media. We're
okay.
About as slow as Al Jardine at age 77.
Hey, he can still sing for his age, all right?
Help me, Rhonda.
Don't be bad-mouthed.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, IT department. Help me.
There's nothing on the book of faces.
Everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, slow internet or not. If you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Try to call us when we're off air, not on air.
There you go.
You can text us at 49330, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:46. Oh, I don't remember. And that's okay because I'm a guy. A new study says if you forget things, it's not because you're a stereotypical man. It's because you're a biological man.
Excuses.
Hey, come on now. According to a new study, women are actually really are better at remembering events than men. It's because women have this episodic memory.
Okay.
Which allows them to remember short and long-term events, like everything from whether you took your med this morning, your vitamin this morning, or what day it was when you first adopted your dog.
Okay. So then what are men better at remembering?
Nothing. No. You're not going to... I might as well say nothing.
Okay.
Because the study found that men are better at remembering spatial processing, like where you park the car or directions to get places. You're nodding. No, you can't nod on the radio.
Nope.
You're just afraid you're going to say something to insult your husband.
I'm pretty sure he's not listening this morning.
Okay. So.
Because I know he had early morning meetings.
So here we go.
However, as this weekend indicated, I remembered where we parked the car because I associate things with other things.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay, there's a sign and it says charters. And it was a joke when we got into the state fair this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, don't forget where you parked. Did you drop a pin? I said, no, we don't need to. We parked by the charters.
See, dropping a pin is something we couldn't do in the old days, but now your phone could tell you where you parked.
And Keith said, no, we didn't need a pin. She'll remember. So then it was funny because fast forward to the end of the day,
yes.
There, you know, some beverages have been consumed and now you've eaten a ton of food and you're ready to go home. And my friend's husband was like, so where'd you park the car? I was like, near the charters, just after Lowe's. They're like, what? I said, yeah, remember, you have to associate it. And
yes.
So we're walking there and Keith was questioning me. He's like, are you sure? This seems really far out. I don't think we're... And I'm like, Keith.
Ah, the old hubby.
Yeah, uh-huh. He's like double checking me. And I said, we literally parked directly across from the sign that says charters, meaning buses, charter buses. Lo and behold, three rows back from that sign.
There was the car. See, now I do the same thing. I park my car and I get out and I look around. If there's a light pole and it has a big letter D on it, I parked in section D or whatever. Or I look at where I am. You know, like I'm closest to the JCPenney's in the mall, just as an example. You know, whatever. I'm closest to gate B at the stadium, you know?
But if you get out there and you remember that that spatial, that mm-hmm. space that you were in, all you'd have to do is blip your car then.
Yes.
So remember, you get close one enough, little point. Boop, boop,
and you hear your car blip. Mm-hmm. Yep. Penn State Saturday. I was way back in the parking field, but it was a straight line from Gate B. So boom, there you go.
Perfect.
So guys, maybe you are good at directions and where you park the car, but you're pretty much not good at anything else when it comes to remembering.
Oh, geez.
It's kind of sad.
We women were the keeper of the calendars. What can we say?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Stupid news. We've talked about this before. I would be the guy that would do this, and I don't condone this to anybody. But you're standing in line at the mini mart. We've talked about this before, Laura, right? Years ago.
Yes.
I'm in line at the mini mart, and a guy burst in, you know, with a mask over his head and a gun, said, "Give me all, everybody lay down on the floor." I'd be like, "Dude, get out of my way, will you? I'm just here to pay for my gas and to grab this chocolate ding-dong. You know, I don't want any trouble."
Is that your snack of choice?
No, I just mentioned generic snack.
Okay.
You know, or I'm at a bar, say, you know, I'm at a bar having a beverage, and a guy burst in, you know, "Give me all the money in the register, everybody lay down on the floor." I'm like, "Look, dude, leave me alone. I had a bad day. Okay, just do whatever you have to do, but just ignore me." Well, it actually happened where?
Florida.
Not Florida.
No, St. Louis.
Oh.
But anyway, in St. Louis.
Before we talk about this, I just want to preface this with Tom would not try to be the hero. He would not try to stop the person.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
No, we do. You and I have had this conversation.
Yes, you just want to go there
and just chill.
To be left alone.
You just want your snack. So if you were in this bar, you would just want your beverage.
You're probably right.
You do you, boo. I don't care what you're doing. Just leave me alone.
Well, that was the story of Tony Tovar in St. Louis. Listen to this guy.
What a great
name. Another punk trying to pull a punk move. I'm so tired of people who think that they can control people because they want to muscle their way in with firearms or bad attitudes or, you know, some kind of aggression. I just had a really good feeling that he wasn't out to harm anybody. He just wanted drug money. But it's probably not your best interest if they have a loaded firearm. I wouldn't suggest that to just anybody.
Would you do it differently?
Absolutely not.
Way to go, Tony.
At least he admitted to it the second time around.
He was doing something very dangerous and stupid. He shouldn't have done it. Would you do it again? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. There is video. There is video from the surveillance camera of this.
And he's actually sitting there drinking and lighting up a smoke while the guy's trying to rob the place.
It's epic. So it's from a news station out in the Midwest. St. Louis.
Oh, can we share that video? I mean,
I'm going to.
And ask people if they would do that.
Literally, the guy with the gun tries to take his beer.
He takes it back
and he's like, "No, dude. Like, you're good.
Don't touch my beer.
Don't touch it."
But he did it so nonchalantly, too. Just like, dude, get out of the way.
I'm telling you, we're watching the guy with
the gun tries to take away his pack of cigarettes and his drink.
Takes it away from him.
And he takes it back.
Loaded gun and everything.
He's like, "Leave me alone." Way to go, Tony.
So then the dude walks down.
All right.
And then takes the cash drawer and leaves.
There you go.
And this guy is also not as old as I thought he would be. This is a relatively young guy.
He was like, "No, leave me alone." Share that video and ask people in Central PA if they would do like Tony did. It's not a smart idea, but would you be a Tony in this situation?
He literally, this guy, this is a big gun.
That's no joke.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 8:15. You're on the way to work, and we're on our way to Shade Mountain. It is tailgate time, and tailgate involves beverages.
Obviously.
And why not be made in the shade?
Well, here's the thing. Do you know what's so funny? Coming up this Saturday, not only is it another home Penn State football game mm-hmm. that literally 99% of this area goes to.
Yes.
But secondly, it's National Tailgate Day.
So whatever you're tailgating, whatever game you're at, you need Shade Mountain Wine.
Well, and we needed to try it for all of Central Pennsylvania today. Some wine and some snacks available at Shade Mountain Winery, just to make sure it's okay for you all.
Yeah,
and
we're going to test it first.
We'll send you out there.
Is that okay? I mean, is that
absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. Yep, absolutely.
We just needed to taste test it first before we send everyone your way for all of their tailgating needs this
Saturday. We're doing it for you.
Quality control.
Yes,
that's it. Quality control.
Our friend Amy from Shade Mountain is here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for bringing two really appropriate wines for us to try this morning.
Tailgating wise, or any party.
Because the one, its name is Happy Valley?
Yes, that's our Happy Valley White. So we've had that wine for a few years, awesome. And it has the Penn State fan in mind. It is actually our anniversary white, which is a sweet white wine, and it has the lovely Penn State theme bottle. So it goes perfectly with your tailgating. So, you know, cheer on Penn State for their big wins.
Buy a couple bottles for your tailgate party. Buy an extra bottle to hand to a University of Buffalo fan.
Now, it was the Idaho Potatoes. Is it the Buffalo Wings this
I think
weekend?
It's the Buffalo Wild Wings.
The Buffalo Wild Wings.
I think they're the Buffalo Bills. They're the Buffaloes.
Team.
I think they're...
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think they
are. The Buffalo Buffaloes?
Nobody even knows.
Last week, Mark Lawrence kept making a joke calling it the Penn State versus the Idaho Potatoes. They were the Vandals.
They were the Vandals.
This week, it's against the University of Buffalo. Matt, what's their name? The Bulls.
The Bulls. Oh, not the Bills, the Bulls.
Okay, so the Buffalo Bulls.
Okay, there you go.
That's funny.
At any rate, you have to have the Shade Mountain wine at your tailgate. And what else did you bring?
I brought along our Cool Duck, which is it's a sweet sparkling wine made with the Steuben grape. It goes perfectly as a mimosa or just to start the celebration off on your tailgate.
Breakfast beverages.
A little orange juice in there when you first get to the stadium and you're making up the scrambled eggs and stuff.
But all kidding aside, and I encourage everyone, if you haven't visited the main location of Shade Mountain, which you have the cute little one in Danville.
Yep.
But then your main location, it's such a beautiful property, but the list of wines that you have, how many are you up to now?
Over 50.
Yeah.
And they keep coming.
And you keep working.
And we I'm ready. Yep.
But then for tailgating next week, this Saturday, there's lots of other stuff in that main location. You have a full blown, almost like mini farm market gift shop thing going on.
We do. Yeah, we do. We try to carry a lot of different local foods there. We have some crackers from Rip Rap Bakery, which is out of Mount Pleasant Mills. Mm. We carry all kinds of jellies, jams, mustard, sauces from Tate Farm Foods, which is out heading towards the State College area.
Okay.
And we have some things from Ard's Farm Market, which we also have a location in there, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we carry some of our food, which is a nice quick grab for people on their way to their tailgates.
Food and wine available at Shade Mountain. Amy, thanks for joining us. We're going to go Facebook Live now and try it on a Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. If you're on the way to work, you'll get more business calls today than any other day of the year.
Interesting.
How wild is that?
Wow.
I guess summer's over. Supposedly, everybody's had their vacations. Today is known as Telephone Tuesday because businesses get more calls than any other day of the year.
Really? Hmm.
The day after Labor Day.
Do you think it's because people's minds now are turning... Even though, like, Shemokin and Shikalimi are going back to school today,
it's moved past, and
now we're moving on to almost, like, dare I say it, holiday shopping season.
Oh.
Retail-wise, like, business-wise.
Starting to get there.
Yep. Summer's over. People are back to work. That's how they feel. So if you are in the sales realm or some kind of business owner, your phone should be ringing today more than any other day of the year. Wow. People get my voicemail today.
You're out of office.
We picked probably a bad day to have little seminar classes today. Oh well. If you're a business owner, good luck. Happy Telephone Tuesday. 94KX, Tom and Lauren in the morning. Every time I hear that song, I think of my mom. Keep your hands to yourself.
God help me, I'll turn this car around right now. Stop touching your brother.
Don't get in his space. We didn't say that.
Girls, sit on either side of the vehicle.
Ooh. Did you have a big car when you were a little kid?
A Town and Country minivan.
Yeah.
One was in the middle. I was in the back. You can tell who the troublemaker was.
Exactly. Exiled to the back seat.
Exiled.
I had three daughters and I had third row seating. How about that? You sit here and you. Get way in the back.
Way in the back.
Don't even want to look at you.
That one was Becca.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Becca and I are kindred spirits.
One of these days from Philly, she's going to be listening on the app.
I know.
Hey, Dad, back off. That wasn't that bad. Anyway, hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. And coming up tomorrow morning, we have a chance for you to qualify for a man cave makeover from Aaron's.
This is going to be super duper fun.
It's going to be wacky.
I get to test your knowledge in order to qualify.
And you know, my brain could go poof anywhere, so I'm going to need your help out there listening to Tom and Laura. So we're going to do a morning mind bender trivia with Aaron's.
For a man cave makeover. That's alliteration.
To qualify.
Alliteration at its finest.
Yep. So Aaron's man cave makeover could be yours.
Coming
but
you've got
to qualify first.
Yep, starting tomorrow. So listen all morning to Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
94KX. Love that song. Ed Sheeran, who's taken a year and a half off. And my boy Khalid. Beautiful people. Try not to be one of those. Just be who you are.
Be who you are.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't matter about designer clothes.
If you watch the video, it's really cool because I think the guy is supposed to be Ed Sheeran, but like he's a fat, older Ed Sheeran with his wife, and they get caught up at an airport. They get pulled out of line and put on a Learjet and sent to, you know, Hollywood where there's all these parties and they're looking at each other like
what's going on?
Why are we here? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a very cool song.
Pretty cool.
Hey, Sean Carey's on the way next. He's going to want to talk about Penn State winning big.
Of course. Yeah,
very
of course.
Big.
That, to me, that's like a basketball score.
Except you should score more than seven in basketball.
Say,
but
that's I think
no, no, no. But like,
Penn State.
Yeah, like the 110, like that's a basketball score. That's like when you watch the NBA and it's like 110 to 82.
Here's my favorite takeaway. The fourth string was playing in the fourth quarter and a walk-on who was... He was a walk-on as a freshman who played on the practice squad freshman, sophomore, junior year. Coach gives him a spot on the roster just for all the hard work he's done. And he says, hey, you're probably never going to play, but we're going to give you a game jersey so you can come out of the tunnel and be on the bench.
Perfect.
He scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
How about that?
And he was a walk-on from Lake Lehman High School in Northeastern PA.
Wow. Okay, not too far from here.
That was a great story. I'm sure Steve Jones is going to talk about
it
on his show today because he talked about it quite a bit in the post game. But that was my greatest takeaway. It made me cheer for Lake Lehman.
Well, we will be partying in Happy Valley again this weekend.
Yep.
With the Buffalo Bulls.
Yes, the
Buffalo Bulls.
The Bulls, not the Buffalo Wild Wings.
although those may be consumed too.
There you go. Tailgate party. So right? Sean's going to talk about all that.
And a big thank you again to Shade Mountain for coming in. We love when they come in, especially Amy. She's so kind bringing us things to try on a Tuesday.
Today's Try Tuesday, tailgate food.
That's right. Yeah. Tailgate food this
and
Saturday.
Wine.
Perfect for Happy Valley and Penn State.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.